Check, check, check. Can you guys hear me out there? Looks like yes, you're moving around. All right, well, hello. Hey, Lindsay, I'm getting this crazy green, like half light green, half dark green strobe light from you, their whole screen. Do you mind leaving and coming right back in? It's happened once or twice to people. Super weird and flashy. I'll let you back in. All right, thank you. Yeah, TD, I like your outfit. We are twins, looks like. How fun. All right, you guys. Well, I hope you got some of the summer weather if you're in this lovely mitten state, because it was 77, actually. And it's my son's birthday, so I said, let's go for a walk. He did homework all day. He swam and had school online, wanted all his homework done, so he didn't have to think. I said, let's just be outside. This is going to be the warmest birthday you'll probably ever have. So anyway, we got to go outside, and it was so nice. All right. Does anyone have any questions before we get started or requests? Oh, I'm going to put – Ron is going to sort of be our – demonstrator in the background today. Can I tell them? Ron is a celebrity because he called me the paparazzi. So I said, "Well, apparently you're a celebrity." Anyway, Ron decided he's going to have his best camel posture today. So think lovely thoughts about camel pose if you wish. All right, you ready over there, Nick? Good to go. All right, let's begin, please. Pranayama, deep breathing. Feet together nicely. Toes and heels touching each other. Interlace your fingers, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Suck in your stomach, concentrate forward. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows go slowly up towards the ceiling. Breathe in as much as possible, rib cage expanding to both sides of the chest. Good, now exhale, breathing, head up, open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin slowly back with your knuckles. Hands, palms come together, get a nice tight grip and exhale completely. Inhale, breathing, elbows separate and lift up. At the same time, bring the chin down. Breathe in as much as you possibly can. Exhale, breathing. Lift up the center of the chest. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Use your extra strength to exhale as much air as possible, elbows together. Inhale. One, two, three, halfway. Four, five, six. Exhale, breathing. One, chest up. Two, three, push the chin, four, all the way back, five, elbows come together, six. Inhale again, head down. Now suck in your stomach so you have depression of the abdominal wall, but expansion to the max of your rib cage. Good, now exhale, breathing, lift up the center of the chest. Keep the spine perfectly straight, no back bending other than the neck, which goes all the way back. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, look straight ahead on six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, stand tall, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way back, five, elbows together, six. Good, start again, inhale by your throat. We were talking about the throat in the book club last night about what's going on in this pranayama, deep breathing. Good, now exhale, breathing, H-A. Should be the same sound and control on the inhale and the exhale. Now inhale. So you're doing the same thing, the same constriction of the muscles, regulating the airflow the same way. Exhale, breathing, head up. Whether the mouth is open or closed really should have no effect on your airflow control. Inhale, so you just close the mouth, control the air by the throat, elbows up as high as possible. Exhale, breathing, heels press down, and maximum body weight stays on the heels, breastbone stays lifted, exhale completely. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way back, five, a little more stomach in, six, elbows together. Two more in the first set, inhale slowly. Press the middle inner thighs together, suck in your stomach, sternum lifts up more. Good, exhale, breathing. Stand up as straight and as tall as you can. Shoulders completely relax and elbows come together. One more, please. Inhale, breathing. Keep going. Breathe in more and just a little more at the top. Exhale, breathing. Standing just as tall. Drop the shoulders. Look all the way back. exhale as much air as you possibly can. Elbows come together. Very nice. Arms down to the sides. Now just try to stand tall and breathe smoothly by the nose in between each one. All right, let's do the second set. Interlace fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Chin and knuckles together like glue, and even a little bit of pressure, just a little, not too much, between chin and knuckles. Let's begin. Inhale, elbows go up slowly. The chin presses down gently into the fingers. Armpits lift up on both sides. Keep them lifted. Exhale, push the chin back. So you want to stretch up the torso all the way up to the armpits, but the tops of the shoulders are nice and loose. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Elbows a little higher, six. Exhale, breathing. One, lift the chest, two, three. Look way back, four. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Again, please inhale. Looks good, Ron. Suck in your stomach again, everybody. Tightening up, but let the rib cage open more and more to both sides. Exhale, breathing. Now you can open your mouth a little wider. Push the chin with the knuckles, but the chin resists the knuckles. Now inhale, push the chin against the fingers. The fingers resist a little bit, so you have no gap, no slipping or sliding between knuckles and chin. Exhale, breathing. Very nice straight spine, Ron. Push the chin back. Hips a little bit forward, stomach in. Exhale as much as you possibly can. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Keep breathing in more, six. Exhale, breathing, one. Stand tall, two, three. Look way back, four. A little more stomach in, five. Elbows together, six. Again, please inhale. Try to keep the airflow steady and use a little extra strength at the end of it to bring in more air. Now exhale, breathing, H-A. Keep the airflow steady, so a little more strength is needed at the end of the exhale. A little more stomach in, please. A few more. Inhale, breathing. Synchronize the movement. That looks good, Nick. Arms and head move together. All synchronize with the inhale. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open. Push the chin with your fingers. Try to take the full six counts to complete the movement of arms and head. Same on the inhale, please. Head down. So try to take the whole six counts for the chin to get all the way down. That's exactly right, Amy, parallel to the floor. Exhale, breathing, mouth open. Try to take the full six counts for your head to go all the way back. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three. Look way back, four. Suck in your stomach, five, six. Two more, please. Inhale. If one thing finishes before six, just slow it down on the next one. You always have another try. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back. Now lift up the center of the chest. Suck in your stomach more. Exhale completely. Last one, please. Inhale. One, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Keep breathing in at the top. Six. Exhale. One, chest up. Two, three. Push the chin, four, all the way, five. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows together. All right, that is a nice start, everybody. Arms down to the sides. Good stuff. I was just thinking about all of you out there. Like, you have your world and your yoga spot, and sometimes the yoga spot changes, like if you're out of town or you're somewhere else, but it's like you can go wherever you go. It's kind of cool. All right. Let's do half moon posture, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now take a nice deep breath, stretch up first, then go right and left a few times back and forth. When you come up through the center, not only try to touch the ceiling with your hands, but lift up from the heels all the way up to your hands, fingers grip. All right, so just think, how tall can I be? How much can I lift the arms? How much can I lift the rib cage? Lifting the rib cage is a huge part of trying to touch the ceiling. Okay, when you can't stretch anymore, come back up and stop in the middle. Now keep the breathing smooth in and out by the nose. Push your hips a little forward, opening up front of the hips and pelvis. Arms back and chin up, opening up chest and rib cage. Concentrate forward one spot. When you inhale, neck, suck in your stomach, lift up arms and rib cage. Try to touch the ceiling and slowly bend your upper body to the right. The exact same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Come down a little bit more until you feel stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. And the absolutely straight line from the side is created by weight on the heels, hips right underneath upper body, stomach in. And then with the upper body, chin is up, please, arms back, the best you can, getting the body in one line from the side. Now keeping all of this, come down a little more. Suck in your stomach more as you come down, more, not less. Keep your left hip forward, standing tall with both legs locked, so both hips stay in one line parallel to the front edge of the mat. Bring your right shoulder, chest, rib cage, even armpit a little bit forward, opening up the chest and really strengthening the upper back. Now take an inhale, squeeze hands, push your hands out to the right. Exhale, come down, push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. So just a quick reset, weight to the heels, contract hips and thighs, stomach in, pick up the chin again. Now inhale, imagine I'm picking you up, so the entire length of the arms goes up and then over to the left. At the same time, push your hips, pelvis, beyond the center line of the body to the right side of the room. Standing tall, legs locked, middle inner thighs pressed together. This will keep the knees straight. When you inhale, use something with the upper body, some strength. Squeeze hands, palms, push the hands out to the left. Keep the chin up. Anything to lengthen and open the upper body on the right side. Now come down a little more, keeping the right hip forward so both hips stay in one line, parallel to the mirror. Ron, in your case, left thigh a little bit forward, but straighten the right leg. So I want you to push both heels to the floor. That's better. Now everyone, left shoulder, left armpit forward. You got it, Dave. Now try to stretch out the underneath arm all the way out to the fingertips. Come down, push, suck in your stomach, push. One more time, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Very nice. Backward bending is next. Take a deep breath. Eyes open, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Immediately bring your arms back. Try to touch the wall behind you. So you bend your entire spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. If you realize only part of your spine is bending, just figure it out. What part of your spine do you need to bend? See what you can do. If the head is stuck, just relax the neck, look back. If upper back is tight, push your hands past the face. If the lower back doesn't move yet, then push the hips forward a little bit more, thighs and stomach forward. Everybody reach back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Now, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Take your time to come forward. Bend your knees as much as you need to. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Make sure you suck in the stomach. Once you're touching the floor, if you need a little warm-up for the lower back, move your hips back and forth, right and left, by bending the right knee, then left, just nice and easy. That's nice, Sarah. Good, Marilyn. Keep reaching forward as long as you can, and then hands on the thighs when necessary. All right, everyone. Sweep your hands around behind you and scoop up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. So you get no gap between upper body and the legs. Roll forward, pull on the heels, stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Try to get your face closer and then eventually touching the shins. Now just hold it. You have already got the body upside down, upper body's pressing to the legs. Little tiny bit at a time. When you exhale, push the knees back with your upper body. Exhale, roll forward. Exhale, pull on the heels, push your knees back one more, try to lock the legs. Now you can bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace them and come up. Lead with your arms and head so the spine is straight as you get out of it instead of hunched. All right, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, arms down to the sides. Breathe in fully and out again by your nose. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Inhale, stomach in, lift everything. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, bend to the right, and at the same time, push your hips to the left. Maintaining what you started with. I feel that most of the challenge is maintaining the setup of the posture. Maybe this is obvious. Maintaining the setup of the posture is then you try to do something. You're trying to bend your body to the right, but you try even harder to keep everything you started with. So that means weight to the heels, middle inner thighs together. I mean, you could collapse and lose the alignment, but we want to keep all of that so we get the intended direction, the intended benefit of the posture. Now take your hips and your hands and push them away from each other for five. Hips go to the left, four. That's so nice, Kevin. Three. One more, chin up. Two, exhale, come down and push. One, very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up. If you've got a mirror there, I want you to be able to see one day your entire neck in the mirror. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, left side bending. So yeah, that's a good start, Kevin. Hips immediately go to the right side. Maintaining weight to the heels, hips and thighs contracted. That's it, Sean. Sternum, breastbone slides up, but keep the right hip forward when you do it. Yeah, it's a tricky one. So squeeze hips and thighs, keep them like that. Then inhale, sternum slides up, left armpit forward. Okay, that's it. Now just try to hold it and breathe. Squeeze hands, that's it, Dave. Chin up any amount. Yep, even just for a second, straighten elbows. It doesn't have to stay initially. It will stay when you try over and over. That's good, Sarah. Come down for five, suck in your stomach. Four, take hands and hips. Three, push them away from each other. Two, one, inhale, come up. Backward bend, take a deep breath. Let the head go all the way back. Now I want you to hear or feel your breathing. Not that it's noisy, but you can kind of hear that it's happening, right? Now bring your arms back towards your ears. You definitely can feel it. Keep that steady for 10 counts. Look for the floor, nine, eight. Take another inhale, seven. Now press the hands back, Ron, six. Try to straighten elbows, five. Keep doing that. Four, push your hips forward. Three, stomach and thighs forward, two. One more push, hands back, elbows lock, one. Yes, inhale, breathing, come up. That moves your shoulders, Ron. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and come forward as slowly as you need to. Ron, that was worthy of a paparazzi shot. His shoulders moved, you guys. That's cooler to me than if you're a movie star, by the way. It's like I don't not like you if you're a movie star, but I don't like you anymore. I don't think you're any cooler than Ron who just moved his shoulder blades. Okay, grab the heel. So anyway, that's my point. You get to be the celebrity here. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers side by side. But that's just in my world, and I don't know who else lives on my planet. So pull on the heels, stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Now, if your face isn't touching the shins, just get it halfway. All right, pull, push your knees back, hold it. So you create stretching all over the back side of the body, but you also feel contraction and some intensity and pressure on the front side of the body for three. Push the knees back, two. Upper body slides down the legs, one. Now go as slowly as you need to get out of it. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers and come up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the sides. Whoever you are, you've got shoulders, and they're susceptible to getting stuck, right? There also is potential to get them unstuck, whoever you are. Celebrity on my planet or celebrity on someone else's planet. All right, let's do awkward posture. Right foot step out 6 inches to your right, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted, all five fingers together. Now take a deep breath in, hold it. Exhale it, suck in your stomach, and sit down. Go ahead, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. As soon as you've sat down in your chair, make sure the feet are parallel to each other, 6 inches all over between the heels, between big toes, knees, and hands. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage visible from the front. Lift your chest up, lean your whole upper body back, try to fall down backwards. Good one, Nick. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. For the second part, go as high as possible on the tiptoes. Stand up all the way. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, stretch your spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling, and then sit right down on the tops of the toes. Nice, Ron. Push the big toes down, heels up. That's it, Kevin. Press the front of the ankles straight ahead, so there's no chance for the feet to go left or right. Just ankles forward, heels up, big toes down, knees up, suck in your stomach, sitting in the chair. That's it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat position. Now, come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling and sit down as slowly as you can. About 10 counts is good. Keep the knees together as you sit down. However far you go, you go. That's better. Yeah, keep your arms are better, Dave. Just hold them for as long as you can in the lock position. Tops of the shoulders drop down. Yes, and then inhale, try to slide center of the chest up. Oh, yes, exactly. That's good, Dave. I know it's going to feel a little bit fatigued, but try to hold it as you come up. Everyone come up, leaning against the wall. Keep arms strong. Keep the legs pressing together until you're standing again. Very nice. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. Breathe in. Slowly out by the nose. All right, second set, right foot step out, feet parallel to each other, please. Hip width distance between the feet. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Imagine you're already touching the mirror and you're pushing your fingertips into the mirror. Go ahead, sit down in the chair. Drop the hips, thighs parallel to the floor. And now you just get to hold it with normal breathing. So the main challenge might be just to breathe normally. You can do awkward pose. Now, imagine again that you're pushing your fingertips into the mirror in front of you to push the upper body way back. Inhale, come up. Arms stay there. All right, stand up. I can see you again, Sarah and Marilyn. You like left and then came back in, so I can see you fine. Go all the way up on the tiptoes. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Now, don't even move your eyes. Focus one point. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Go ahead. 10 counts, heels up. 9, no lower than that, round 8. 7, just heels up. 6, without sitting lower. 5, heels up. 4, come up higher on the toes. 3, that's it. 2, so the legs shake. That's correct. 1, inhale, come up. Ron, that was your best awkward pose. If camel happens, fine. If not, you just got that one. Okay, knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down in 10 counts, 9, 8, take a deep breath, 7, 6, you got it, Yatiti, stomach in, 5, chest up, 4, 3, energize arms, Dave, 2, go as far as you're going to go, and then just be there for a second, 1. All right, so if you're sitting all the way down on the heels or very close to them, that's a nice posture, Nick, push the knees together and down towards the floor in front of you. Continuously, even though you're still going to stay here for a couple of seconds, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. So you have active upward energy. Now slowly come up, leaning against the same imaginary wall that you slid down. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. On your next inhale, arms over the head sideways, eagle pose. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows straight down so the fingertips go below the nose. Everybody sit down in the imaginary chair, please. Maximum body weight on the heels. Now staying down there, bring your upper body back a couple of inches. Lift your right leg as high as possible over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle, all 5 toes visible from the front. If you can't wrap the foot yet, sit down a little more. If you're losing the balance, couple things. Stomach in, pull the elbows down, weight to the heel, upper body back. So you start to use the muscles to help you strengthen your balance. Change again, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs towards the face. Everyone pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the imaginary chair, weight to the heels. See if you can sit any lower. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now try to only lift the left leg over the right, creating pressure between the thighs. Put your left foot behind the right calf muscle, all 5 toes visible from the front. Sit down a little more, and if you do have the foot wrapped, try to eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle by pressing the thighs together, sitting down a little more, and mostly letting the foot relax so the ankle flattens to the calf muscle. One more, elbows down, chest up, upper body back. Come up, everybody. Feet together. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. If you have interlaced fingers, fine. Eventually, fingers will point straight up, and the fingertips will match each other on each hand. Sit down in the chair, please. See if you can sit any lower. Staying down there, lift up the chest, lean back. And then right leg itself. Just isolate that movement of the right leg. Lifts up over the left. You got it. Now, once you have your legs crossed to their maximum, bring the knees to the center line of the body, especially top knee to the right. Keep the standing knee pointing straight ahead. Now, the hands right in front of the mouth, and keeping the grip you have right now, try to get the right wrist straight. Change again. Come up, please. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands and keep the hands right in front of the mouth. An inch or two away is fine. Sit down in the chair, weight on the heels. Just make sure you're not pressing hands to the face, but they're not pushing away either. Left leg only moves. Lift it up over the right. Now try to create pressure between the thighs. The left thigh is now the top thigh. Try to push it down by sitting down and letting the big toe slide down towards the heel. Knees to the center line of the body. So top knee to the left. Try to get the left wrist straight. Doesn't have to go all the way, but just some amount towards straight so that you increase the pressure in the arms. Sit down more a little bit, everybody. Upper body back. Change again. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. All right. You have a time for a mental break if you need it. Standing head to knee pose. Let's begin. Feet together. Bring your right leg up so the thigh is parallel to the floor. Exhale, breathing, round your spine forward. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Oh, yay, Lindsay's room. Hello, Lindsay. How exciting. Get a nice tight grip 2 inches below the toes. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back till the leg is perfectly straight. Whole leg locked like a lamppost, solid, concrete, unbroken. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. I want you to stand tall on the left leg. That's it, Ron. Push the foot down, suck in your stomach so you're getting taller and longer on the standing leg. Now take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward. At the same time, suck in your stomach. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain the balance, bring your elbows down. That's nice, Yatidi. Keep kicking heel forward, stomach, and I want you to feel the cramp on the top of the right thigh at all times once the right leg is straight. Take your time to come out of it. Arms straighten up. Bend the right knee, feet together. I do love the thought of the lamppost leg in ways that are deeper and more expansive than just physical. Anyway, what is physical? It just isn't only physical. So the way I speak of it is not even exactly correct. But that's okay. Language has its limits. Go ahead. Pick up the left foot in front of you. The leg, the solid concreteness of the leg, is in part standing in for your determination, your focus, and willpower here. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to hurt yourself, but you're going to stay on that leg as long as you can. Go ahead. Inhale, breathing. Left leg lift up. And stretch forward. And if you feel a little wobble, you're paying attention enough. It's also your presence of mind, so you can catch yourself, maybe fall up a little bit, and still stay on one foot, even if you, in quotation marks, fall out of the posture, okay? You can still be on one foot. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down. I want you to maintain the cramp sensation contraction on the top of the left thigh for 3. Suck in your stomach. 2. Press elbow points down. 1. You can come out of it in reverse, please. Left foot down, feet together. So if you have never fallen out of the posture and stayed on one foot, that is a stage of your practice, which is an excellent sign. If you fall but you don't touch the foot to the floor, you're on the way, okay, to staying in the posture even when you wobble quite a bit. It's a really cool thing that happens. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. It will happen at some point. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toes. And same, in life you can kind of wobble and fall but not really crash, right? It's not perfect, but it's better than crashing. Okay, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Once both legs are locked, you have a capital letter L upside down, then elbows come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once they go down below the calf muscle, keep everything how it is. It's the maintenance that takes the work, and then chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach, very gently. Touch your forehead on the knee for 3, stomach in. 2, breathing smoothly. 1. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Head comes up. Arms straighten. Yeah, that was a nice one. Amy, I know the exit is. The exit should be called like the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th part. How to get out of standing head to knee. We should call 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, last one. Round the spine forward. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. As soon as you have the grip, you can go ahead to the second part, stand tall on your right leg, then left leg slowly, gently lift up. Shoulders stay relaxed. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes. Go ahead, once both legs are locked, bring your elbows down. Maintaining it is where the work is, all right? Squeeze upper inner thighs together, lower abdomen in, then you can bring your chin partway to the chest, a little bit at a time. Gently forehead to the knee for 5. 4, stomach in. 3, take your time. 2, hold it. 1. Now keep the strength and bring the head up. Keep all the strength when you get out of it. That's it. Keep all the strength. Yes. Uh-huh. All right. Feet together, arms down. Whew, that's a good one. Standing bow pulling poses next. Right hand up in front of you, please, palm facing up. Reach out to the right. Grab your right ankle, holding from the inside. All five fingers together. Left arm slides forward and up. Arm touching with the ear. Chin up a little bit. Now pick something to look at in front of you. Either your standing knee or your forehead's a good spot. Take a deep breath and start the posture, please. Charge your upper body forward. So you can, yeah, that's good. Run with the arm coming down. Keep your chin up. Charge forward and then kick your right leg back and up as hard as possible. That's a good balance, Sean, with the stretching forward and kicking. I can see it. It's balanced. Now I just want you to make your standing leg like a lamppost, just like the previous posture, even though the rest of the body is doing something quite different. So standing leg locked, body weight a little more to the base of the toes than the heel, just like in just about every balancing posture. Now come down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Kick up a little bit more. I want the right foot to go up towards the ceiling and the body down, so the kicking foot ends up directly over the standing foot, 2 feet in one line from the side. Now take a deep breath. Turn and twist your upper body to the right. Left shoulder forward, right shoulder back. That's it, Nick. Come down for five. Body down and kick, four. Charge forward, three. That's it. Two, kick up, body down. One, nice kick at the end. Neck, feet together, arms down. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out, grab your left ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Then the right arm slides up in front of you. Arm touching with your ear. Pick something to look at now, either the knee or the forehead, and just keep that. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, charge forward. Right arm can come down, that's better. Run with the arm down, head up. That's exactly it. And then kick your left leg back and up as hard as possible until you see your foot come up over the center of the head. And bring your body down from the standing hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Make sure standing leg is solid, concrete, lamppost unbroken. Come down and kick. Now take a deep breath. Turn and twist your upper body to the left. Left shoulder back so the left shoulder is invisible behind the front arm. Take a deep breath, push the right fingertips forward and kick. Bring the body down and kick. Charge forward, almost falling forward, kick up one more time. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Second set. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out, grab your right ankle holding from the inside and left arm up in front of you. I'll give you 20. Just breathe smoothly, okay? Make sure a complete inhale and a complete exhale according to the position of the posture that you create. Go ahead for 20 counts. 19, 18, charge forward, 17, 16. That's better, Sean, with the head, 15. Keep it on straight, 14, 13. Take a deep breath, 12, 11. Body down, Lindsay. That's it for 9. Little bit at a time, 8, 7. Kick up, Ron, 6. 5, charge forward, 4, 3, go forward, Nick, 2, almost falling forward, kick up, 1, yes, yes, exactly. The whole energy of the posture changes. What Nick just did, I know you're not watching Nick, but he charged forward, and yeah, fell a little forward, but the thing looks entirely different when you get that charging forward element mixed in. It looks like a different, I mean, I know it's the same posture, but to my eye, it looks like a completely different situation. Left hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out, grab the left ankle, holding from the inside, right arm up in front of you. And I think on some level, it feels completely different to you too. It's just getting used to it and figuring out how to handle it. All right, so for 20 counts, charge forward and kick. Go ahead, 19, 18, 17, 16, keep your chin up, 15, 14, 13, press the left knee back, 12, as much as you can, Dave, 11, and then kick up, 10, 9, body down, 8, 7, take a deep breath, 6, good kicking, Lindsay, 5, good body down, 4, 3, take a deep breath, 2, body down, charge forward, kick up one more time, 1, excellent, everybody, nice postures, feet together, arms down. You can step back for balancing stick pose if you need room in front of you. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep your chin up away from the chest, just like half moon pose. Inhale, breathing. Step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Stand on one leg only. Inhale. Now bring your upper body down and left leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. Squeeze hands and push your hands away from your head towards the wall in front of you. That's it, Dave. Now come down more leg up. Try to get the back leg up so it is parallel to the floor, and then push the toes around towards the wall behind you, straightening the knee. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, chin up, arms with the head. Nice big step onto the left foot, meaning step all the way onto the left foot. I don't want right toes on the floor anymore. Inhale, chin up, come down. Good start, Nick. Body down, leg up. Come all the way down until you look like a capital letter T from the side view. Chin forward, little more Yatidi, arms squeeze with the head. There. Now squeeze the grip and push the hands past that one more inch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, take a deep breath. Arms relax down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Interlace all 10, release pointer fingers. Now, push your hands up so the arms straighten and the rib cage lifts. All of this moves together. Inhale, step onto the right foot. A whole big point of this arms overhead is for your rib cage and breathing. Come down, leg up, just 10 counts. Go ahead, 9, 8, look forward, chin forward, 7, 6, body down, 5, 4, weight to the base of the toes, 3, that's it, Nick, 2, charge forward, stretch forward, 1, nice one, inhale, come up. So when you lift the arms up and try to touch the ceiling, lift your rib cage up too. Go ahead, step onto the left foot. You can do it again. Hands, arms, rib cage, go up, and then body down, right leg up. Begin, please. 10, chin forward, 9, 8, come down, leg up, 7, 6, try to touch the mirror on 5, straighten the back leg, 4, point the toes back, 3, that's it. Now stretch from hands to the foot, 1, nice, inhale, come up. Feet together and arms down. That might have been your best balancing stick on that side. Ron? Hmm? It's the water. What kind of water did you buy today? I'm going to go buy it all and stock up on it. All right. Standing separate leg stretching pose. You can step to the left side of your mat, feet together. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right. Big step. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now make sure your heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture and you can start. Stretch up and then forward, breathing smoothly and pushing the fingertips out to left and right, away from the center of the chest. So you stretch, oh Sarah, that's so pretty. North, south, east, west, all four directions. And when you can't go any further, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers. Dave, that's excellent. Just work on, yes, you can get the legs straight and locked. Just work on maintaining the locked legs, kneecaps lifted. All right, and then everything will follow from there because the backs of the legs will release little by little. Now make sure you're also sucking in the stomach. This is a certain kind of forward bend. Now if you've got the heels and the legs are locked, pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down. Roll forward, chin forward, weight to the base of the toes. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between your feet. Now come up just the opposite that you went in. Arms out sideways, head up. Slowly stand up again. Once you're up all the way, feet back to the place, arms over your head, and arms down to the side. What's that movie they made out of the Lorax, where they bottle air? Is that the Lorax? Where the guy's bottling air and selling it. When Ron said it's the water, I was thinking maybe it's the air. All right. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. Now make sure the heels are in one line. You can take a slightly wider step if you didn't touch the head to the floor. All right. Before you go forward, stretch up and out and then forward. So out to the sides and up towards the ceiling. And then you bring that forward. And then you bring that down. But as far as you can go, keep stretching up and out. And when you can't go any further, put your hands down. See, Sarah is using her strength to get down there. A lot of you are, but I was just watching her. And it looks so solid and steady. But also relaxed. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Look forward, chin forward. Now, if you're pulling on the heels, you can bend your elbows to the shins. Wherever you are with hands on the floor, exhale, push the knuckles and the base of the toes down to stretch the whole upper body down towards the floor. Beautiful posture, Kevin. Hold it there. Three, stomach in. Two, breathing smoothly. One. Now take your time to come out just because it's over. You stay with yourself. Stay with your breathing. Stay with your body. Come out of the posture in that state. And then feet together, arms over the head. So there's not so much coming and going, you know, like there was when you started or when you're having a rough day. You're with yourself, you're with your breathing, with your posture, more continuously for the 90 minutes. Triangle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Now take a deep breath, push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your right toes all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, bend your right knee, sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Keep the left leg locked. Hips forward, arms back. Begin, please. Tilt your upper body to the right, right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. So you're aiming between your big toe and second toe. And turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Now take your entire upper body, that's a neck, and stretch it out to your right. So the top of the head gets further away from the left heel, which is pressing into the floor. One more inhale, upper body up, lower body down, sit down, try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your left toes all the way out to the left. Bend your left knee and sit down, keeping the right leg locked and spine straight and upright as possible. That's a good setup, Dave. Now take a deep breath, hips forward, arms back, tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Push the knee back. That's a good posture, Nick. Yep, keep the wrist straight. So the hand is probably not going to touch the shin. Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine with that height. Just flatten out the palm. It's a very subtle thing. It's very close. Okay, right there. Now, turn and twist, chin to the right shoulder. As you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left chest, shoulder a little bit forward towards the mirror. Keeping the right leg locked, run. Sit down, try to touch the toe. Straighten right knee. A little more. Push the knee back. Lock the leg. All right. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, left toes turn in. Feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Does anyone else have a birthday today? All right, I realized I'm not going to sing to Forrest. I sang to him already, but I will tell you a story about his before he was born circumstances when we're in Savasana, okay, instead of singing, because it's kind of a way to celebrate him and the yoga together. It's profound stuff. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms down parallel to the floor, palms down. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, pick up center of the chest. Turn your right toes all the way out to the right. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. Bend your right knee. You can bounce all the way down. All right, now palms forward. Chin to the left shoulder. Push your chin with the shoulder. Begin. So you're in triangle posture a little quicker, right, because the head is already turned. Push the knee back, Dave, a little more with your right arm. That's it. And then try to get the left leg locked. Even if your hips, Dave, need to turn towards me a little bit. If they don't need to, fine. That's great if they don't. If they do, that's fine. Nice posture, Amy. Upper body up. Now see if you can take your top arm, Jess, on an inhale. Bring it back towards the wall behind you just a little bit. And then as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right shoulder, chest, armpit forward to twist the spine a little bit more. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out and sit down, please, until the left thigh is parallel to the floor. Keep the upper body upright. This is strong setup position. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Please begin. Push the chin with the shoulder. Looks good, Sean. Nice posture. Take the top of your head and whole upper body torso and reach it out to your left. More body weight will feel like it's over the left leg. Then you can push the left foot down and sit down. Exactly. Now turn and twist, everyone. Upper body stays lifted. Lower body down. Bring left shoulder forward, Lindsay. Left chest forward. Push your left knee back. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes forward. Inhale, feet back to the place. Arms over your head. Arms down to the sides. standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum, 3.5 is fine. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels to the right. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle and left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, begin please. Tuck your chin to the chest, look at the chest or abdomen, and then exhale as you go down front side, touch your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingertips into the floor. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Suck in your stomach. Upper inner thighs pressing together. Breathing always normal. Keeping the chin tucked, straighten the front leg. Inhale and slowly come up. Hips stay in one line. Once you're all the way up, turn 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees. Make sure you still keep a wide step between your heels. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your chest or abdomen. Exhale as you get down there. Bring your forehead to the left knee. When needed, if needed, bend the left knee to bring it to the forehead. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingertips into the floor. Super stomach in, Sarah. Upper inner thighs press in, even on your way into the posture. All right, take your time. Back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor, everyone. See if you can get your chin any more pressed to the chest. Push the knee with your forehead without letting it go away from the forehead yet. See if the leg will get a little straighter. Now lock it all the way. Inhale, breathing, and slowly come up. Right hip stays forward. Once you're all the way standing again, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, thumbs crossed. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum. As soon as you've stepped, lean back onto the heels. Try to lift both sets of toes and turn on your heels. Good. Very nice. Neck tuck your chin to the chest. Begin, please. Now, push the fingertips up and out away from the head as you're bringing the head in towards the abdomen. So you have kind of an inward coiling and an outward stretching at the same time, combining the inward forward bend of rabbit posture plus the outward lengthening stretch of balancing stick. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot until you can get right hip up and left hip down. You'll get two hips in one line and then the weight distributed quite evenly between both feet. Back leg stays locked. Now on your last exhale, stomach in, push the knee all the way back and come up, keeping the chin tucked and arms pressing to the head. Arms and head are the last thing to get out of the posture. Turn all the way around once you're up. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling just like you do in balancing stick. And then rabbit pose with the spine. Keep doing balancing stick with your arms as you do rabbit pose with the spine. Can you feel it? They just happen to be combined. All right, and then the floor gets in the way. That's okay. Push your fingertips into the floor. Hips look good in the room. Hips look level from what I can see out here too. Every time you exhale, pull the stomach in and up just a tiny bit. See if you can hold it in when you inhale. And one more exhale, stomach in, push the knee back, lock the leg, and you can come up. So unrabbit the spine, but keep stretching the arms out like balancing stick until you're all the way up. Good. Turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Tree poses next. Come back to the towel where you started. Toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up as high as it goes, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. So you can grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and grab underneath at the toes with the left. Now, once you can get your heel all the way to the top of your standing thigh, then only let the right knee come down and gently push it back to get two knees in one line from the side. Stand up tall, standing leg locked, hips a little forward so both hips are also in one line above the knees. When you inhale, stand up a little taller, stomach in. So when you inhale, try not to let the abdomen go out. When you inhale, ribcage expands, breastbone lifts, just like pranayama, deep breathing inhales. If you can balance here comfortably, bring your right hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance, bring the left hand up. You may hold the foot for as long as you need to. Stand tall, suck in your stomach, shoulders, neck, and face relaxed. Change, please. Right foot down and arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand. Looks good, Sean. Heel is close to the center line of the body. That's nice. Once you have your foot all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly and gently bring the left knee down and back. You can keep your right elbow bent so that your body doesn't lean to one side. All right, try to stretch both sides of the waist, torso up. Stomach and chest up, and first the left hand can come up. Eventually right hand up too. Push the knee down and back, hips right underneath the rib cage. Stomach and breastbone sliding up to the ceiling. All right, change again, please. Left foot down, arms down. Now for toe stand, begin tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as you comfortably can on the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight all the way down until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and lower your hips to the heel. Once you can sit down on or very close to the heel, bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. Stretch your spine, chest, even the hips up, just balancing on the fingertips. Now hold the stomach in. So just like in tree pose, you notice the stomach does not go out when you inhale. You hold it in when you inhale. This stabilizes the posture. Then you can bring the left hand in front of the chest. If you can balance there comfortably, right elbow bends gently up, and right hand comes up to meet the left. Take your time, hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose, grabbing the foot if you need to. Tree pose, look straight ahead and finish up. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Please bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you and bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight all the way down. Now if you can touch the floor, then weight goes to the fingertips. And you use the weight on your fingertips to lower the hips down however slowly you would like to. If you need it slower, you can. If you don't need it, then fine. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to your right, left knee down, and then you push both knees down, chest up, stretching the whole spine, chest, even the hips up. First the right hand up, and then once you're balancing, you can bring the left hand up. Keep the shoulders relaxed, just like in tree pose. Eyes do not move. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips up slowly, and you can stand up again in tree pose. Okay, everyone look straight ahead. Change. Left foot down, arms down. Savasana is next. Adjust your mat if you need to, please. Have a little water and relax on your back. Just a tiny bit lower, Amy, but it's close. Okay, that's good. Dave, that's fine. Yeah, I can see your whole mat. That'll work. Jess, that looks good. Yeah, everyone, perfect. All right. Start with your heels together, arms down close to the sides of the body. Breathe in and out by your nose. I have to tell you something. When I told you that I was going to tell you something about Forrest coming out, I realized that it's related to something we talked about last night in the book club, and I'll just share that briefly, and that is different types of knowledge, and specifically different types of knowledge about the body and what kind of knowledge counts in different situations. All right, so we talked about why isn't, you know, just simple breathing by the nose and some of these breathing exercises, why isn't that held as an important kind of knowledge that any health practitioner would share with any patient as a first step of, you know, trying to help a situation? It seems from this book that just about all chronic issues could at least be helped. Okay, I'm not saying completely solved, but at least be helped by breathing. Anyway, it was about, well, maybe it's harder to quantify or intellectualize or write that. It's very subjective and, well, we didn't say that word. But it's very embodied. It's really a bodily kind of knowledge. And this is such an interesting topic to me. And I do find that when we practice yoga and pay attention to our bodies, we start to increase our knowledge of what's going on in there. And sometimes we might not know what it is, but we know something. It might not have a vocabulary in current health practices or some of them, but we sense things, right? So this is the theme of the forest story, which I will get to as we do the floor postures. All right, right leg lift up, please. Grab your right leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, thumbs crossed, and all 10 fingers interlaced. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage, elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the left calf muscle is not touching, flex the left foot gently from the ankle. Suck in your stomach and bring the chin down towards your chest to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Pull a little harder, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down. Now left leg lift up, interlace your fingers deeply, cross your thumbs, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage, elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the right calf muscle is not touching the floor, you can flex the right foot back from the ankle. Please keep the left leg and foot completely relaxed. Now suck in your stomach and slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. So the back of the neck is eventually flat on the floor. Pull a little harder and freeze right there. Very nice. Change again. Left leg down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab for your elbows each other a couple of inches below your knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Now, you don't need to tug. You don't need to do actually very much in the posture other than get the grip. Breathe as deeply as you can with your stomach sucked in and bring the chin down towards the chest. So eventually the neck is flat and more of your spine will be flat on the floor. Good, change again. Arms and legs down. I have to start with something as a preface, and that is, you know, we all have a cyclical nature, cycles of things, right? My dad has claimed to me for his whole life that he has a hormonal cycle. I'm like, well, that's cool, Dad. I don't know what it's like for you, but I know I have one. So cool that my dad can tell me that. But one thing I learned through Bikram yoga class was on day like 26 and 27, my second part of awkward posture, I felt like Superwoman. That's all I could tell you. I didn't know what was happening in my bloodstream, endocrine system, but I remember a teacher training. All of a sudden, I felt like I could hold awkward posture for a minute, and I didn't even get tired. Okay, so I had this experience built up. This is important for the story. Let's do second set. Right leg lift up. Interlace the fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. If you practice every single day twice a day, you get to know yourself, okay? You get to know your body and a cycle, because when you do that for 2.5, whatever months that is, we did it, you kind of, you know, patterns acquire. And same with you guys. You practice regularly. You start to notice certain patterns. Go ahead, right leg lower down and arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. I mean, once a day is great. I'm not saying you got to do a double every day. Once a day, you start to get to know, oh, I feel a little bit different at this particular time of day or month or maybe year, right? There's all different kinds of cycles. Bring the chin down, suck in your stomach, pull a little harder, and freeze. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up, grab for your elbows. Couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip, compact position. Suck in your stomach and bring the chin down slowly. Now, breathe as fully as you can, but keep the stomach in. So it's not going to be a huge full inhale. It's going to be a certain kind of deep breath, according to wind removing posts. Keep the feet relaxed, chin down, and freeze. All right, change again, arms and legs down. So on November 9th, 2006, I was taking my yoga class. I can't remember now if it was 4:30 or 6:30 p.m., but it was right around now, and it was a Tuesday. And do you know how I felt in that class? I felt like I would always feel in second part of awkward pose on day 27-ish of my particular cycle. And I was like, well, how is that possible? I'm 9 months pregnant. What? That doesn't make any sense. So instead of saying that didn't make sense, I walked out of that class and I told the teacher, I said, I'm having the baby tonight. There's no other reason I would feel that way in second part of awkward pose. Okay, right leg lift up. And oh wait, that was November 8th. Excuse me, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, sit up. My bad, that was the day before. All right, grab your toes. Now turn around. See, I can't even tell this story straight. I'm so excited. Hands underneath the chest. It was Tuesday, November 8th, this exact time of night. Hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not too high, not too low. I even distracted Yatidi. I'm sorry, Yatidi. Press the palms down. Legs and feet together, hip muscles contracted. Now take a deep breath in. Look up towards the ceiling and lift up. Go ahead, please. Legs together, hips and thighs contract. Keep your feet on the floor. That's it, Dave. Yep, elbows are in. Very well. Now push the elbows down and back towards the hips. So the shoulders drop down also towards the hips. They're just kind of an extension of the elbows in this posture. That's a good height, Sean. Now take the back of the head and push it towards your lower spine. Change, please. Lower the chin to the floor. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. So 4 hours later, it was midnight, and that was correct. That I was going to have the baby. So anyway, I was so grateful for having had the experience build up of having that sensation. I would not have felt that sensation not in the class. I felt it because of the intensity of the class and the exertion. It was something I only was aware of because of the intensity of awkward posture that then gave me the ability to know, oh, my body's doing that thing where the hormones are shifting, something's going on. So I knew, right? But I don't know if that would count. I probably couldn't have showed up at a hospital and say, I'm going to have the baby, which I didn't. I already had a midwife coming to the house, so it was okay. Now it's locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms under. Oh, we have to do second set of cobra posture. I'm so sorry. Hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. All right, legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift up. Keep the feet on the floor. Okay, a little bit more feet down, Ron. Yes, just a little bit. Okay, now squeeze thighs together. And push the hands down, everybody. I want you to go all the way up so everything above the belly button is off the floor. That's it, Sarah. Now figure out how to breathe in this back bend against gravity. Elbows reach down and back. No higher than that, Sean. Now just peel the spine backwards. Head goes back. Push the chin up without lifting the belly up anymore. Looks very good. Chin on the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the left. The whole experience actually is what got me extremely interested in what kind of knowledge matters. Not just that particular 2 days, but I had the whole pregnancy. I had been seeing a nurse midwife who was great, but when she said, we need you to fast and drink a bunch of glucose syrup for us to check your blood sugar, I was like, I wouldn't do that in normal life, and I can tell when my blood sugar's off. You know, it was like, why do I need to do that? I know what's, you know, I know some things. She was very respectful. We had a great friendship, but I found a non-nurse midwife after that. We were, again, on good terms. But it's very interesting that, and there's reasons for it. I'm not saying it shouldn't be this way. But what knowledge counts? Does your body's knowledge matter? Does it not? In what context? It's so interesting to me. And I think this is all related to the yoga, because we increase our own understanding of what's going on with us. All right, locust posture. Turn the hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes. Begin, please. Right leg lift up, knees straight, toes pointed. Push your hands down to shift the body weight forward towards shoulders. Even the collarbones. Yes, that's it, Yatidi. Eventually the front of the neck will be flat, but you never force it. Just let it happen in time. Good, right leg lower down, relax it. You can bring one more chin forward. Lock the left leg, point the toes, begin. Left leg lift up. That's it, Dave. Try to lift it and hold it and then straighten it again and hold that. Yes, yes, yes. Now it's straighter. Ankle is straighter. Now push the toes towards the wall behind you. Excellent, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust the arms and hands a little bit. So they're straighter, closer to each other, a little more concentrated with the arms. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. Come up without bending the knees and definitely without moving the head or neck. Push the hands down, bring your legs up. Push the hands down, bring upper thighs together and lift them just a little higher at the end. Change again, lower the legs. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. completely relax. Breathe in by your nose. Exhale by the nose. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body, pinky fingers side by side. And if they're not together yet, you just bring them as close as they'll go. Put as much pressure underneath hands and arms as you can. Distribute it as equally as possible from fingertips up to the shoulders. Now, right leg locked. Lift it up for 10 counts. Begin 9. 8. Knees straight. 7. 6. Push palms down. 5. Looks good. Run. 4. Straighten the knee. 3. Little bit higher. 2. Lift up. 1. Nice one, Amy. Right leg lower down. Relax it. See if the chin will go any more forward. Then lift up left leg for 10 counts. Begin 9. 8. Push the hands down. 7. 6. Even shoulders will press down for 4. Look forward. 3. Lift up. 2. Hold it right there. 1. Change again. These are great, you guys. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can scoot your hands down or in a little bit each, or just keep them where they are. Inhale, breathing. Both legs. Go ahead, please. 10 counts. Lift up. 9. 8. Legs together. 7. 6. Push arms down. 5. You can do it. 4. Inhale, legs up. 3. 1 more. 2. Lift up. 1. Come down. I saw you, Marilyn, back there. It's nice. Arms down. Turn your head to the left, please. Completely relax. Full locus is next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. So some of this can extend. Like, can you feel when your blood sugar is doing a certain thing? Can you feel your blood pressure do a certain thing? Right? There's all these systems. It doesn't just have to be endocrine system that you start to know. All right. Legs and feet together. Hips contract. Inhale, breathing. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. That's good with the thumbs, Ron. Arms up until the fingertips are in line with the top of the head. Legs are up. Legs together. Now look up towards the ceiling. Lift your chin up. Good upper body, Sean. Lift the legs up more for 3. Inhale. 2. Exhale. Come up. 1. Change again. Bring your chin, hands and feet to the floor. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. And the range of sensation within these systems, it doesn't have to be either fine or pathological. It doesn't have to be, it's not just that. It can be a range of different qualitative stuff going on, right? Like, oh, I feel a little bit jittery or stimulated in my nerves, or I feel a little bit sluggish, or something with my kidneys doesn't seem right, you know? But there's tons of possibility there. So much. Second set. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together. Legs and feet together. Hip muscles contracted. Inhale, breathing. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Try to get everything off the floor except for the hips. So if you have any of your legs on the floor, just try to get less of your legs on the floor. If you have some chest or abdomen on the floor, just a little less of it on the floor by lifting. Every time you inhale, lift something. Eyes up. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, chin up. Now exhale, squeeze and go all the way up at the end. Come down, please. Hands, chin, and feet down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Ron, it just made me think of the book, actually. Everyone we talk to, you included with autoimmune stuff, you feel inflammation. You get very in tune, right? When things are inflamed, you're like, I know something's up, right? Right. And so a lot of people, you figure out different things. What makes it worse? What makes it better? Probably there's a whole range within that, right? Like a very inflamed or slightly. Would you say that's? Do you feel like there's a range of, like, inflammation? It's not just all on or all off, right? Yeah, he says without a doubt. From a 1 to a 10, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that's just one thing. It's, in a sense, giving you information. And, of course, if it's painful, we want to change that, right? We want to make it better, but it's still a kind of knowledge you have, like, oh, there's inflammation. Here's a message from my body to do something. Yeah, maybe if we can, which I hope we can. Let's do a bow posture. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside, a couple of inches below the toes. Thumbs included with index fingers. Knees 6 inches apart and feet 6 inches apart. Now, take a deep breath. Look up towards the ceiling and start, please. Kick up without intermission. You can start slowly if you need to make sure the breathing stays smooth. That's good. Legs up, Kevin. Now, when you lift your chin up and chest up, nice kicking, Jess. Yes. When you lift the upper body up a little bit, make sure you kick just a little bit more so you can keep the body weight forward on the abdomen. That's good, Nick. Now let the chest be opened and the shoulders stretched by your kick for three. Keep kicking. Two. Lift the chin. Look up. One. Change. Knees and chin to the floor. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. I will share one thing we encountered quite often in the autoimmune book. This is the one Jennifer and I worked on, and Jess is in it, Ron is related to it. One thing we encountered a lot was the individuals knew something was going on, but it didn't always show up in the tests. And in many cases, they were told that they were just making things up in their head. But it turns out, eventually, you know, you look far enough, you look hard enough, it was found that there was something off. But the point is that embodied or bodily knowledge was not counting in those situations, to the great frustration and, I mean, almost desperation of some people that we interviewed. I mean, it's hard to even hear about. I'm sure going through it is so much worse. All right, second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside. Anyway, it would be nice if we could all be part of that shift, you know. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Go ahead, kick up and look up. I'll give you 15 counts, breathing smoothly, 14. Eyeballs up, 13, 12. Keep kicking, 11, 10. Press the knees up, 9. Thighs come up, 8, 7. Looks good, Ron, 6. Now relax the face, 5. Look up, 4, 3. Knees a little higher, Sean, 2. Kick up, look up, chest up, knees up, 1. Awesome, change again. Knees and chin come down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Completely relax. Fixed firm poses next. Come up to the top of the mat. Please sit on your heels for just a moment. No gap underneath ankles. You can start the posture as soon as you're up there. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor between your heels. Feet stay straight. If you can touch your hips all the way to the floor, make sure there's no gap between heels and the hips. You may go back, hands on the soles of the feet, lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once you're on the elbows, you can drop the head all the way to the floor, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Knees can be together or several feet apart, whatever helps the posture. When you're all the way back, grab elbows, bring your arms over the head, press your arms into the ground, chin towards the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up, creating a perfect human bridge. Bring your hands back to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Lift up your chest, come up in the middle, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. So sometimes it's not that we want to be sensitive to our bodies. They scream at us. And you're like, oh, well, I'm getting that message loud and clear. That's called some pain or inflammation. But there's also, by increasing the sensitivity, but also just the quiet, I think. We have a certain kind of quiet when we're practicing. You can notice subtle things that don't necessarily mean something is wrong. It's just different than maybe it was yesterday or different than last week. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale fully. Sit up, please grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Second set, top of the mat, please sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Separate your feet just enough to bring the hips down between the feet. Then you can go back, hands on the soles of the feet. Elbows, head, back of the head and shoulders. You know, when someone takes blood for like a lab test, that is just a snapshot. Okay, these things fluctuate on a regular basis, sometimes from morning till night, sometimes in other types of cycles. So when you have a blood test for anything, in a lot of these cases, just realize that's just at that moment. Doesn't mean it's always that way. All right, that looks great, Yatidi. Press elbows down, chest up. Everybody, you can come up, hands to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, lift up, chin down last. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. Like, my breathing's a little off yesterday and today. I can't tell if it's something internal or if there's a pressure system, which I also am aware is coming through tomorrow. Like, we're about to change seasons tomorrow, right? So I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's that. I don't have any joint pain, but the air doesn't come into my body quite as easily. That's just something. It doesn't mean anything's wrong. It's just how it is for a couple days. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, next is half tortoise posture. Sit down on your heels, knees and feet together towards the back of the mat. Spine nice and straight, stomach in. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Now inhale, push the fingertips up to the ceiling, hips to the heels, come forward, suck in your lower abdomen. It's a very hard thing to do, to keep the hips on the heels. But if you suck in the stomach and just try your best, you will get all of the potential benefit for your particular situation. Pinky finger edges to the floor. Press your palms together. Then when you inhale, slide the hands forward so the fingertips get closer to the edge of the mat. Staying here, sucking in the stomach. Take another inhale. Rib cage expanding. Just try to notice where the rib cage does expand. Exhale smoothly and take another one. Try to get your wrists up in the air a little bit. Shoulder blade scapula sliding forward out of the body. Inhale, breathing, arms up with the head. Come all the way up, spine straight as possible. Exhale, arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale as much as possible, sit up. Exhale as much as possible, head to the knees. Second set, begin. Half tortoise, please sit on the heels, knees and feet together. I'll tell you what, Ron, a good half tortoise leads to a really good camel. A really good half tortoise will lead to a nice camel pose. Arms overhead, inhale, stretch up, and come forward, please. Go ahead. So deep breathing and the deep relaxation from half tortoise, both of those things you could understand would help you in camel pose, right? So work at it. You're sliding the hands forward, locking the elbows, pressing the hips down, right? There's definitely work involved. But see if you can create some relaxation just by exhaling a little slower, breathing in a little slower. You do not have to breathe quickly in this one. All right, your head, you're getting plenty of circulation to the head right now. Now take a deep breath, arms slide forward. Try to lift arms and head up first and come up. Arms down to the sides. Keep the breathing steady as you turn around and relax on your back. I got so excited about this topic. I went to grad school for medical anthropology, and everything was geared towards trying to understand actually what a yoga practice does for how we count our knowledge of the body and how we interact with biomedical practice. So thank you to Forrest, because so many things that happened with him before he was born and after, plus the yoga, is all like a big cauldron of ingredients, right? That made me so interested. And then, you know, here we are, and it's every day as interesting, more interesting, because each of you has your own situation with that. You all have your own relationship with that, whether you think about it, talk about it, know it or not. It's happening. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. All right. Camel posture. Stand up on your knees at the top of your mat. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. So breathe very nice and smooth. Put your hands on the hips or lower back, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop your head all the way back. So smooth breathing and relaxation. Bend your spine as much as it will go. lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Now right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Left hand down, grab the heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, a full palm grip on each heel. Now take a nice deep inhale up high into the chest. Then exhale, push the hips forward. Do it again, inhale high to the chest, exhale, push thighs, stomach, everything continuously pushes forward. Bring your hands up one at a time to where they were. Inhale, push the hips forward, lift up the chest, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Does it matter which set was the best one or is the best one, Ron? Does it matter which set of camel is your best camel? So your first set of camel was already the best ever? Oh. He says it's up to me to decide if that's his best camel. I think if it felt like it was, I have no business talking about your camel posture, Ron. Well, I understand that too. I will look at it. It looked good. Shoulders are cooperating more. The only thing I'd have you do, Ron, is when you inhale, try to just think of the upper chest when you inhale. That's all, because everything was good. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set. It's almost like you breathe this, like let this move up here when you inhale. Okay. Hands on the hips or low back. Inhale, push hips forward. Drop the head back. So you can kind of lengthen the upper chest and neck. Yes, when you're inhaling, every time the next exhale, push hips forward. Go ahead with your grip or keep the hands there. But when you inhale, try to lengthen from sternum to the chin. Exhale, push the hips forward. That's it. Do another. Inhale, lengthen from breastbone to the chin. Exhale, push stomach forward. Keep going. Push the hips forward towards the mirror. Nice one. Bring the hands back up. Yeah, that was better. Inhale, come up in the middle. Chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. I think it moved up here. Oh, yeah, totally different. Yes. Ron was wondering, I don't know where to move it. Ah, that's... Yes. Whether he's like saying there's so many different places you could move. On the breathing exercise, the belly's supposed to move. But on camel pose, it's not. There's so much detail, right? Yeah, so in that case, yeah, your abdomen is stretched out. It's not going to be fluctuating. The breath will happen up here. In Savasana, let your belly freely move up and down, but without any force. Like the breathing exercise, you use force to move it in, right? Here you just let it go. All right. Feet together, flex. Lock the legs, arms overhead. Inhale. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. Rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. Spine straight to begin with. Take a deep breath and you can start. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or abdomen on the way down. Round the spine forward, touch your forehead to the knees, automatically top, flat part of the head touching the floor. Then exhale, lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. Walk your knees right, left towards the forehead, and then stop. Now press the feet firmly to the floor, total spine stretches, coccyx to the neck. Squeeze heels in towards each other while grabbing the feet tightly. That's a good rabbit posture. Round, suck in your stomach, see if the shoulders will go half inch away from the floor. Hold the hips up in the air. There you go. Change, please. Lower the hips down. Inhale, breathing, and sit up straight. Release the grip. Turn around. Relax on your back. Yeah, the breathing. Ron, you just pointed out the whole thing, like in a nutshell. Every single posture, yes, the breathing is different. What moves, whether it moves, how it moves, which direction it moves, in everything related to collarbone, chest, rib cage, abdomen, spine. Every posture is different. If you didn't think, you know, it was not complicated enough, just which leg you're standing on, right? And breathing normally. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Sit on your heels at the back of the mat. Grab the soles of the feet or get close to the grip, and then you go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest. round the spine from the top down, upper spine, middle spine, lower spine, super stomach in, head to the knees, lift up your hips, roll forward. You can walk the knees right, left, or if they're already together with head, you don't need to move the head. Now, just careful that you're not rolling over to the back sloping part of the head. Lift up the hips, squeeze heels in, press your hands down and the feet down to the floor. That looks good, Sean. Sarah, that's fine. You could put your hands a little forward, maybe closer to your head, if that helps you, because then you can push the hands down and lift the hips up kind of together. They're working in opposite directions. All right. Change, please. Bring the hips down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Does that make a little bit of sense, Sarah? If you can press the palms down, the hips go up away from the palms on the floor. All right. Feet together, flex, lock your legs. Arms overhead, inhale. Sit up, please. Strong exhale, forceful, as you bring head to the knees. Head to knee pose with stretching. Sit facing the front. Bring your right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head, please turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab your right foot. 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle to get the heel off the floor in the air. Bend the knee only if needed to get the knee to the forehead. And push your knee down with help of the forehead. Suck in your stomach, roll in a little bit to the center, left shoulder down to get 2 shoulders in one line. Inhale, breathing, come up, other side. Left leg out, bend the right knee. Try to push the sole of the right foot firmly against inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left, begin, please. That's good, Marilyn. As long as the right knee doesn't hurt, you can try to push the right knee to the floor and just flex the left foot from the ankle. Anything you can do with each leg is going to be helpful for the pelvis in this posture. Roll into the center, right shoulder down, right elbow down. Suck in your stomach, tightening up, hold it in. Make sure all 5 toes of the left foot you are turning back, as well as pulling the foot back with your grip. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Bring the legs straight out in front of you and lie back for your sit-up. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, push out all the air. Exhale, breathing. All right, now grab the big toes. With your pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb, walk your hips back, right, left several times. Flex both feet back from your ankles, all 10 toes turning back. And please pull the big toes towards your belly button, all right? Now, inhale, chest up, stomach in, slowly push the knees down. The feet look great, Ron. Keep trying to turn the ends of the toes back any amount. Whenever they go, they go. Just keep talking to them. Now, if you can get both legs locked, you may stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine. Lower spine, middle spine, upper spine, lengthening forward. Pull the toes back now towards breastbone, Amy and Kevin. So the breastbone and the toes, the big toes, are going towards each other for 3, stomach in, 2, elbows press forward, 1. Inhale, come up. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms overhead, inhale, please sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. We are going to, on purpose, go to half spine twisting posture. All right, so we'll skip the second set of that one. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, 2 hips on the floor. Inhale, left arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the outside of your right knee. Push your knee back, and then with help of the hand, you grab the knee or lean forward. Put your hand on the floor in front of you. Right arm behind you. Hand on the back, palm out, or with help of the right hand on the floor, lift up the chest. Now turn your head to the right. Look beyond the right shoulder. As you twist to the right, lean more towards the right hip, Ron, and just a little bit forward. Okay, so you feel that you're equally sitting on both hips. That's better. Now take the deepest breath in you can, even though you're twisted. It might not be a lot, but just breathe in as much as you can. Now exhale, suck in your stomach, twist and twist. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms and switch the legs, please. Right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, right toes point back. Inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. Grab your right knee with the right hand. Then left arm either presses on the floor or sweeps around behind you. Hand on the back. Now sit up as straight as you can. Take a deep breath. Now turn your upper body, whole thing to the left. Look to the left, chin to the left. Take the deepest breath in you can while lifting the chest and sucking the stomach while twisting. So you don't compromise the twist, all right? I want you to inhale as much as you can without compromising the twist. Keep the spine straight. Exhale, one more look all the way beyond the left shoulder. Slowly untwist. Good, relax on your back. Yeah, in fact, Ron, in this breathing exercise we're about to do, the way you sit, I'm going to make it so you and they can both see me. When you sit like this, I try to sit in a way so that my upper arms, they're kind of pressing against my rib cage right here, and that kind of locks my rib cage into place. Like they are pressing this, I think this is my that's part of my tricep. Okay. It's actually pressing into my rib cage to lock the rib cage so that when I suck in my stomach fast, that movement has to push the air up out of my body without moving the rib cage too much. Does that make any sense? So you can try that. You guys, feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. So when I set this up, I feel pressure right here. This is my rib cage right here. All right. The arm, little flabby part of the arm, all right, is pressing into the rib cage on both sides. That's how I do my spine straight. So when I start exhaling, I'll show you guys on the camera, my spine is like super locked. You see how it's not going anywhere? None of this moves. It's just here. Okay, you can give it a try. All right, take a deep breath, everyone. Slowly by the nose, exhale completely by the nose. Begin. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep the chest up, elbows locked, pressing against the rib cage when possible. If not, don't worry. Keep the shoulders down. It's happening, Ron. Move the soft part of the belly right at the navel, in and out, dramatically. Yeah, it went out, but now I want it to go out not because you inhaled, but because you relaxed, and the inhale just happened. Little stronger at the end for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone take a deep breath in. Exhale by the nose. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shoulders stay down. Try to stay on the pace. And if you miss one, join in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up. Eyes focus one point. Now stay together. 5, 4. You can do it. 3. Little bit stronger. 2, 1. Oh, and that inhale will just happen after all that. So nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Great class, you guys. I will just say thank you out loud to everything surrounding the existence of Forest because it has led to so much understanding. And I'm sure you guys all have your own, or will have, or have had many of your own situations where you have a realization and then can connect it with something else. It's just so big. It's so powerful. And we have so much potential to learn and make connections within and without. And I'm really, really glad that we can have a group of people that we can sort of do it with and have some sort of witness. So, I mean, if you guys ever want to share anything like that, the answer is yes. I want to hear the story in advance before you even tell me. So it helps other people to hear that stuff too. It's not just my own fun academic curiosity. People really, we need to be able to speak about that kind of stuff if that knowledge is to become important and have any power. So, I mean, it's up to you. It's not pressure that you must, but it does help people. All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of your evening. Great practice, all of you. Thank you so much for doing it together. So awesome. I will be live streaming again Thursday, but thinking about you in the meantime, so hop on a live pre-recorded. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you then. Good night.